Whole Story Quest Audiobooks presents And What Do You Do? By Norman Baker. Narrated by David Vickery.
Introduction. The Royal Family is the original Coronation Street, a long-running soap opera with the occasional real coronation thrown in. Its members have become celebrities, like upmarket versions of film stars and footballers. The mainstream media coverage treats them accordingly. So for the most part, we are fed a constant diet of sickening, sycophantic coverage, which reports our activities with breathless and uncritical awe. The Queen looked marvellous. The crowd that lined the streets was hugely enthusiastic. For Mrs. Miggins, just to be within 100 yards of Harry, made it a day she will never forget as long as she lives. Alternatively, the family is subject to trivial voyeurism into what are genuinely their private lives, unconnected with their public roles. Who was that very distant relative of the Queen, snorting coke at some Chelsea party? Are Andrew and Sarah going to remarry? Didn't Kate wear that same dress 4 months ago? Whether infantile infatuation or intolerable intrusion, the British public deserves better than this puerile diet. The monarchy is an important part of our constitution and exercises considerable influence on the kind of nation we are. Yet you will struggle to find very much in the way of proper journalism that examines the monarchy in the way that their position and influence merit in a mature democracy. This book sets out to correct this. It is a serious book about a serious subject. It is most definitely not slavishly sycophantic, but nor does it seek to paint the royals in a deliberately unflattering light. It simply aims to establish and present the facts. When the American author Kitty Kelly was searching for The Royals, her book on the monarchy, which was published about 20 years ago, she was scolded by Lady Rothschild. "We don't need a book by an objective American. You're not supposed to be objective about royalty." Adding for good measure, "We have to protect our royal family from themselves." I disagree. This is the 21st century, and the time for fantasies is over. Let us instead have the facts.
And what do you do? We all arrived much too early. I was to learn that the arrival time given to guests for royal visits was always much too early, even where the royal personage in question was so far down the pecking order that nobody...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?